producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
America's auto enthusiast program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
And good morning, and welcome to another exciting episode of Auto World. Bob Long's out of town this weekend, and so sitting in for him, I'm Mike Wallace, coming to you live from the color studios of Newstalk 1400 WFPA, high atop Lookout Mountain in Fort Payne, Alabama, and I'm joined by my good friend and certified technician and talk show host in his own right, Mark Evans. Good morning, Mark. He's fired it up. He's ready to go.
I'm fired up, Mike. Hey, good to be with you on Auto World. What a treat.
Oh, it is indeed, and it's a chilly Sunday morning here on top Lookout Mountain. The wind's blowing, and it was just a little above freezing, and it's supposed to get warmer today, but we're going through that little transition period. It's supposed to warm up again later on today into the 60s, but a little nippy up here this morning.
Well, you're sitting in your studio, of course, with your favorite pair of slippers on, aren't you?
I am indeed.
Hey, me too.
I need a pipe, and I'm ready to go.
In my shop here, and my studio and my shop's kind of nice. I'm sitting here looking at goodies hanging on the wall, that automobilia stuff, Mike.
Yes, and you're into that. I know.
You know? Yeah, doing all automotive stuff all my life, and been with Bob Long, of course, on Auto World for, gosh, since like 1999, 2000. Mm-hmm. Helping him out, taking calls, questions, opening up the Auto World garage. So it's kind of nice to do that
this morning. And if you have a question or a comment, why, from anywhere in North America, you can call us toll-free. It's 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Or you can email directly to Mark at...
Yeah, autotalkradio@yahoo.com.
There you go.
Autotalkradio.
So questions, and you can listen to us. Of course, if you're, you can listen to us at GCNLive.com, and or you can go to 1400WFPA.com, scroll down a tad, and hit listen live, and do that. So we're coming at you from all directions here.
Yeah. What the neat thing is too, motor Mike Wallace is.
Right, manifold Mark Evans. I'm sorry.
Hey, there you go. Yeah, I have a lot of hot air coming up my exhaust.
Chevy Charles is in master control today up in Minneapolis.
Yeah, he's there. He's ready to take calls. But the neatest thing, they can go and look at the archives too on GCNLive.com to see, because we're here for the next hour and the following hour too, Mike. I got some information that the folks are going to want to maybe go back in the archives and say, so use the archives, I guess, as a file cabinet of good information. Go back and listen and tune in and see, okay, they talked about, well, Mike, I mean, I've said it before, but I'll say it again, is, gee whiz, the DOT on the side of your tires, what is it?
Department of Transportation.
And we talked, I've helped Bob Long, of course, fill in and helped him here on Auto World, but we talked, I don't know how many, 2-3 weeks ago about, there's some tire recalls going on, and you need to register your tires to see if your tires could be recalled, and you get another set of tires. So take that DOT number that's on the side of your tires and register your tires.
Tell the folks how to do that.
Yeah, well, DOT, Department of what? Transportation.com. And it'll actually tell you right there on their website how to register and send that. Send that brand, that DOT number, it's on the side of your tires right to them, and they'll be a little, you can do postcard, but I usually like to stick stuff in the envelope, so not everyone wants to read.
It should be .gov, is it not?
Yeah, .gov, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Okay. Got to keep me straight. See, I haven't had enough of my, I usually drink straight 30 weight in the morning, and this morning I had to mix it up and drink 1040.
Oh, no, the multi-viscosity.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
That's creeper stuff. It waits about an hour, then it hits you in the bottom of the gut.
Boom. I was going to say, too, I wanted to share that we were on Auto World, of course, yesterday, but got some nicknames. I want to nickname, if you nickname your car, I want to share some nicknames and find out, too, Mike, Motor Mike, if we've got some callers out there, our listeners that have nicknamed their car. I'd like to do that, of course, during the hour. And,
all right.
And also, I got an email we can share from actually after the show yesterday that came in.
Really?
Gentlemen, yeah. And then got a little trivia, too. We might as well do a little trivia, huh?
Okay, I'm ready.
Why not?
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
But here's a segment I like to do on Auto World, too, though. Now, you've been with me, we've done it before, and it's Did You Know segment.
Yes.
You didn't know.
A little ditty for that one, but I don't.
Yeah, did you know? So there's a lot of things coming up in the second hour. What are we going to do? You got any plans? Are we going out for coffee?
I'm doing the stream of consciousness kind of thing. You know, as it comes to me, it just comes out. And sometimes it's right, and sometimes, well, it isn't.
We've got a lot of things the second hour we're going to do, so just you just wait.
Well, you got to hang in there. If you don't get the second hour of this program, call your radio station and come because there's 2 hours of this. Not just one, but two. And you may have had enough already in Tuned Away. If it don't get any better than this, we're out of here. But it will, I promise you. So what do you got in mind? What do you want to talk about this morning?
Mike, have you ever had a car or vehicle that's had a noise?
Oh, yeah.
And you didn't know really what it was, right?
At the beginning, yeah. I got to this point where I'm a little obsessive about it. If I find it, I hear a noise, I keep searching until I find it.
And you do the searching, or do you hire somebody to do the searching?
No, I usually do the searching, and then by the time I find it, then I take it to somebody and say, here's the problem, fix it.
Okay. And now we might as well share now. Today, you used to have an automotive repair shop.
I did.
So, yeah. And you were at the front counter, and you were fielding calls and talking to people public, too, coming in.
Yes.
And were you making the... Were you making the bill up and handing them the bad news on the bill?
Absolutely.
Oh.
Absolutely. And I tell you, the ones that were irate, I would always say, your attitude will be reflected in your bill.
Now, what do you mean, attitude? You mean they're supposed to be smiling, happy that they owe you $500?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
If you gave me a lot of grief about it, then I adjust the bill accordingly. If you were very understanding and I was able to explain it to you and everything was cool, then that's fine. But if you weren't, well... You had to reach a little deeper in your pocket.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too, that here this last week...
I'm just kidding.
Oh, sure you are. Well, this last week, it's something that, you know, I'm finding in my life, doing 35 years plus doing repair, is that ever since I started, though, was the I always like to help people. And that's what I think basically drove me to repair cars. I'm really good with my hands and all that. And I liked, you know, what makes a car tick. So I really liked that part of it and all that. So I dug into it, saying, what's underneath the hood? What's why? How come? What makes this thing go? And so I guess what I'm saying is that there's a love affair there, you know, where some people say, hey, what makes a computer tick? And they're an IT person. You know, they go in and tear apart a computer. So each and every one of us have a little bit of a, you know, a specialty field. And so, you know, I've had questions and answers, of course, here on the show with everybody. How do you find a good mechanic? What do you look for?
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. How many years you've been, has that person been doing it? And the thing is that the love affair is helping the person, helping the people. And I'm finding in later, you know, the more we go, now the times have changed, of course, not with people, but with cars. But still, Mike, people are always wanting to know why. Well, they want more information about why is that noise there? What made it get there? What can I do to fix it? What can I do not to have that happen again? You know, that kind of stuff.
I ran into that a lot, yeah.
Yeah. So we run into, we're basically, we're teachers. I'm an automotive teacher, it seems like. I'm teaching people.
You know, that's a good way to put it. I never really thought of it that way, but yes. We are purveyors of information, so you will learn the next time that if this begins to happen or something similar to that, call me now. Don't wait.
Yeah. And does it save money? And so when you're getting back to that attitude, well, it's hard though, Mike. I mean, when your car breaks down, you don't have the money to fix it, and it's like, I've got to get to work, keep paycheck coming in.
Right.
And you're mad. And then I got to call you. You're the technician. You're the mechanic, the shop. And these guys are wanting $100+ an hour. I don't have it.
Hang on. He's going to drop the hammer.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com. Since 1915, J.C. Whitney and its catalog full of parts for nearly every car, truck, SUV, and motorcycle on the road have delivered everything automotive to generations of enthusiasts. Please visit www.jcwhitney.com to shop for the latest parts and accessories, request catalogs, and join the celebration of a truly American company and a truly significant milestone as J.C. Whitney turns 100 years old.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
And
that's me. Broke down on the side of the road, all right. Welcome back to Auto World. We got our act together now. I have to actually, I'm looking at the clock, so we'll be all right. Welcome back to another segment of Auto World. I'm Mike Wallace, alongside Mark Evans. And what were we in the middle of talking about, Mark? Do you remember?
Well, I think it sounds like you got a lifter knocking. Are you still on the side of the road? You need me to call AAA to get you out, get them out there to fix you?
Send the hook.
Why didn't you put oil in the engine? My God, we're going to break down again.
Well, I noticed that it stopped leaking. I should have known better.
You must have put some STP in it. The lifter stopped ticking. Or actually, Reslone. Reslone is a product that's still out there that actually quiets lifters. Can you believe that?
I used to use that stuff.
Yeah.
It does work. It does.
Yeah. Reslone. That's not a made-up name or anything.
And I was surprised at how thin that stuff is.
Yeah, it's kind of like almost a,
go ahead.
Like a water, huh?
Yeah, and I thought, well, it must have to be that thin to get down in there and break loose whatever is, you know, holding up the lifter. But nine times out of ten, unless you had a completely collapsed lifter, the stuff would work.
Absolutely.
So, hey, great stuff. I didn't know they still made it. I mean, most of the good stuff you can't get anymore. The EPA has outlawed it, the stuff that works.
Yeah. And talk about a nightmare when we go to the parts store and we see that one long, long shelf that's got all those goodies on that shelf. No clue what's what, you know, from Bardol to Reslon to STP to all that stuff. And I've been asked over and over many, many times, Mike, what do I do? Is it a Band-Aid mark? Do I pour it in? Do I not pour it in? Does it hurt my engine? Will I have more repair later? A lot of questions. And the thing about it, I got to talk out loud real quick, Motor Mike, that, you know, oil today has been formulated chemically, you know, by people that do it all day long. If they formulate oil, okay, so first off, there's been a lot of cars sold each month, every month, and a lot of new cars, of course. Yeah. And we talked about that, over 18 million in September, and then, of course, October comes around and it beats that number, 18.24 million.
I know, that just astounds me that they're...
So, do we ever think, when we go to buy a new car, we go in, Mike, and we want a new car, because of what reason? Well, good interest rate, maybe zero interest rate?
You're just trying to avoid service. Or having to do service.
Yeah, they don't want to come to see me, the mechanic, the technician, the repair. They want to stay away from us. Yeah, don't blame them. Costs money.
Yeah.
But do we ever think about the oil? Do you go into the salesman? Let's have some fun. I mean, we go into the dealership. Can we help you? The salesperson says, well, yes, you can. We're looking at we saw your ad in the newspaper or on the TV, or we heard it on the radio about your brand new da-da-da-da-da, and we're interested in that. Is that true that we can get one of those for, you know, $28,000? Well, yes, that's $10,000, you know, back from the original price. Great. Can we look at one? Sure. You don't ask, Mike. We just don't ask. Hey, do you guys have that $28,000 vehicle, and does it have 530 in the engine? No.
Yeah, that would be the last thing on my mind.
Okay. Yeah. So,
I mean, who cares what kind of oil it takes? Other than when you buy it, then you look at the dipstick and it'll tell you, or look in the owner. Nobody reads the owner's manual, and that's the problem these days.
Yeah. What the heck with an owner's manual? And then when you do get in the owner's manual, it says you don't need to change oil for 100,000 miles.
Right.
What? My chin just hit the floor, Mike.
So they all say that. They say, oh, you can go 5,000 miles. Yeah, sure you can. And that's I always thought that was a hook to get you into the dealership when something goes wrong, because there's a lot better chance of it if you let that oil. Because oil is detergent, and all those byproducts of combustion and whatnot stay suspended in that oil. And, you know, if you leave it in there longer, there's just more of it, and it begins to turn into sludge. So why is it that they are saying wait longer? I don't understand that.
Well, the thing is when it comes down to the word oil, like you just mentioned, it says suspended. The oil is supposed to be cleaning the metal parts, and it does, and it gets dirtier and dirtier and dirtier. But if you go a long period of time, what happens if all of a sudden you have a minute head gasket? What happens if you don't have a head gasket? You know, if a head gasket blows, you have a little antifreeze now in the oil, and you don't know, and you keep driving, and the oil light's not on, so you're not worried about it. Mm-hmm. But, Mike, what happens if the O2 sensor is not quite not quite reading 100%. It's only reading 85%, so it doesn't turn the engine light on yet. But if it's only reading 85%, nobody knows this because the light's off. But if it's not reading 100%, there's a 10% giveaway there, by the way. So if it's at 85%, reading 85%, it needs to only read 60% to turn the light on. So we've got a lot of variation there. So all of a sudden, the O2 sensor is not reading quite exactly right. So it's now telling the fuel injection system that the exhaust coming out the tailpipe it's not reading it correctly. So if the exhaust is a little bit too rich, it's going to tell the motor, the O2 sensor is going to send a signal up to the computer and say, hey, lean the gas out for me. We're burning a little rich. So now the injection system is doing what? Causing not enough gas to go in the combustion chamber, causing the motor to run hot.
Yes.
And then we do end up with a blown head gasket.
Mm-hmm.
But back to the oil. So oil's not anything in our vocabulary. We don't even think about it. So what I'm saying is these people that design and build, they have to build this oil today to withstand the API, Automotive Petroleum Institute's standards. And so these standards are so high anymore, Mike, that it's awesome because these engines today and the new cars are so precise. The clearances are just so tight that the API says, uh-oh. I mean, it gets right down to this. When Chevrolet, Ford, Toyota, Lexus, Mercedes-Benz starts to build cars, guess who they call first?
API.
API, sir. Absolutely. They say, hey, we're going to build a car that is going to be so precise. Here's the clearances. Do you guys, is it this oil that's on the market today good enough that we can put it in our engine so we can then send this engine to the dealership to sell it to our customer at 0.02%? I mean, so, you know, and it is. So back to the parts store shelf. All of a sudden, do we need to put Reslon in there if we have a noisy lifter? Well, today, Mike, heck, when's the last time you heard anyone talking about, hey, Mark, I got a tick, tick, tick?
Yeah, I haven't in years, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. You know, I mean, that is long gone. We don't even have to worry about it because the oil is good.
Now,
so
because the 5W30 is out there now, the very thin viscosity stuff.
Well, yeah, 530, and you've got of course 1030. You've got to really blow the socks off here, and this is the truth. Triple aught 000 for Ferraris that are out there.
Ooh.
Yes, sir. So the higher the number, so if you put a 50, the higher the number you get, the thicker the oil is.
Yeah, right.
So, and remember the days now, that's the thing. Okay, now, so
when they start to smoke, you thicken the oil. We got to hold that thought. We're ready for another break. I'll tell you what, we're marching right through this today. Hey, Stu, stay with us. We're going to take a break for the bottom of the hour messages, and we'll be back with more Auto World straight ahead on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
And welcome back to Auto World. I'm Mike Wallace alongside Mark Evans, staying in for Bob Long, who is out on the left coast, and he will be back with you. We're just sitting in, keeping the seat warm while he's gone. We were talking about motor oil, and we're right in the middle of it when I had to interrupt. Go ahead, Mark.
Quit interrupting me, Mike.
Don't even walk.
No, motor oil. There's a lot involved with motor oil today, and that's the thing. Do you need to change it as often as we used to, every 3,000 miles or not? And the best thing I can say, of course, you know, Mike, I don't know if you knew this, but BMW, we're going to get to some nicknames later in the program, too. Do you name your car with a nickname like BMW? A lot of people call them the Beamers. That's one nickname.
Yeah, I've heard that.
But BMW, you know, they threw away the dipstick on a lot of their engines. They don't even want people to check the oil. Yes, sir. So that's how precise their engines are built. Of course, they know that, you know, if you do, you know, they're saying, you know, what's your dipstick? There's no dipstick, so you can't check the oil. Well, how do you check? Well, good, great question. Well, don't we all sometimes tend to look underneath our car, Mike, when you drive away? If you see a puddle of something, we kind of, you know, that question, hey, my car is leaking something.
I do.
Yeah.
There's a spot underneath there after I've been parked, because where I park, I'm the only one that parks there. So if there's something there, I know it came out of my vehicle.
So it raises a suspicion, and then you open the hood and you start looking and see what the leak is. Water, antifreeze, gas, oil,
whatever.
Car steering fluid, brake fluid. Oh, I could go on. There's a lot of fluids, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they threw away the dipstick, and so, you know, the BMW, all of us, whoever's got them, we look. It doesn't matter the brand, but we look. Hey, well, there's a puddle. So, but if you pull the dipstick out, now how many of us know, Mike, you know, you and I know we've been in the automotive industry and had shops, have shops, repair cars, all that, and we know when we pull a dipstick out, we see white foam, we see, what's that white foam on my dipstick, Mike?
Yeah, usually water, isn't it?
Yeah. Uh-oh. What's that? So, but people don't, they're not in our field. They don't know what that is.
No.
You know?
Just wipe it off, stick it back in. If it's up on the full mark, that's all they care about.
Yeah. And so the dipstick, I call that like the doctor putting a thermometer in our mouth. Hey, I don't feel too good. I go to the doctor, dock in the box, and what's that person do? The doctor sticks this dipstick called a thermostat down my throat and says, oh, let's check your temperature. Well, that's just like our dipsticks, you know? Hey, so you know, do you or do you not need a dipstick?
Yeah.
You know, well, you do. I mean, it's so check it. You know, in these self-service gas stations and all, we don't even open the hood anymore and all that. So, but the oils today, I do still believe in a 3,000 to 4,000 mile change, period, Mike. And then going back to the parts store with all those additives, oil has been built and designed to work with, you know, what they race with in the NASCARs today. And next week will be the number. Next week's actually Jeff Gordon's last time for racing, and we'll see if he wins that. But anyway, any race car, guess what oil they're running? Is it any different than what you and I have in our cars?
In the NASCAR cars?
Yeah.
I would assume so.
It's not.
It isn't?
It is not. And do they put any additives in that? Do they put, hey, we're going to go around this, we're going left for this 500 laps, 200 laps, 50 laps. Do I need to put some STP additive or some Reslone in my oil?
Well, not if there's a reason to, I wouldn't think.
They do not. So that oil has actually been built for the finest and the best speeds, RPMs there is, and we're running the same thing. Mike, you've got it in your hot rod that we're going to chop the top on that Aerostar.
Oh, yeah, get out the saw. Ready.
Oh, we're going to chop the top and have some fun, man, with that baby. Oh, you know, did you hear that?
Yes, I heard that.
You know what that means?
Uh-oh.
It's time for that segment, Mike. Did you know?
Did you know?
Yes.
Yes.
And did you know?
Another exciting episode of Did You
Know? Did You Know? Yes, and it's brought to you by Brake Dirt. Is that annoying brake squeal bothering you? Forget about it. Throw some brake dirt on your rotors and enjoy the grind. More of the grind, less of the squeal. Call 1-800-BRAKE-GRIND for a free bottle of dirt. Brake dirt is not found in any parts stores.
That's right. I always say just turn the radio up.
Oh, goodness. We got some great sponsors here on Auto World.
Oh, man.
Did you know? Yes. Did you know, Mike, that in 1939, flashing turn signals were introduced on automobiles by Buick? Yay, Buick. I don't have to stick my arm out the window anymore.
All right.
Flashing turn signals.
So they'd flash on your own. You didn't have to hit the switch and, you know, just...
Yeah, they flash by themselves. My goodness. Buick did that for us. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Well, did you know? We thanks to Brake Dirt,
well,
our new sponsor, for bringing that to us.
We all learned something new, and courtesy of your good friends at Brake Dirt.
Oh, I hate that squeal.
Well, that goes to what we were talking about earlier, you know. If you want to save money, when you hear them start to squeal, there's a little thing on there on the brake pad, a little wear indicator bar that when it gets down so thin, it starts to squeal against the edge of the rotor, saying, hey, it's time. And then the next sound you hear is... That means get out your wallet. It's getting more pricey.
Yeah, but why don't I just bend the tab out of the back off the rotor?
Do that.
Why don't I just bend the tab back? Why don't I just take the tab with my pliers and just stick it? You know, most of these wheels on these cars, there's a hole in the wheel, so I can. I don't even have to take the wheel off. I can get my screwdriver and bend that thing back, and then I don't have that squeal. Yeah. Right.
That's a good idea. That's your tip of the day.
Yeah. Well, maybe not do that.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe not.
And then the home doers. Now, us home doers. Okay.
Yes.
Do we? We just go down and say, uh-oh, I hear that squeal. I heard it on Auto World. Motor Mike Wallace says, that metal tab is hitting my rotor. I'm going to bend that back, and then when I get a chance, I'm going to go buy just some brake pads myself. And I'll do them myself. I'm just going to buy some disc brake pads. So we go to the parts store, and we just get the disc brake pads. We tell them the year, make, and model, and all that. And if you go to the dealer, you need the VIN number. And that gets you the right brake pads. And you forget about the rotors. And then you come home, Mike, and you put the brake pads on there, and you're off and you're going, and that squeal is not there anymore, and you didn't buy the bottle of brake dirt to throw on there for the grind.
Yeah.
So, you know, so do you or do you not do that?
What, buy the brake dirt?
Do you, well, you could. I suggest putting a little bit of oil in the brake dirt, and that makes the grind a little bit better.
Well, those little anti-rattle, you know, sometimes they just squeal, and, you know, weather conditions can make them do that, but it's still worth checking. But they those little anti-rattle clips, you know, make sure you put those on, because that's what keeps them from doing that when everything's all right.
Rattle.
Goo, what do you call that stuff that comes in the little squeeze thing?
Oh, yeah. You put those, where do you put that blue goo?
On the backside, not on the side that meets the rotor. On the backside of the pad. It absorbs the vibration.
You know what we call that in the automotive repair shop is boogers.
Oh, yeah.
I know we're on a family show, but that's okay, isn't it, to say that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, do you replace the rotors, too, though? Do you just do the pads yourself, or do you do the rotors, too?
Well, I don't do the rotors unless they're scored or they're warped.
Oh, I'm going to slap you.
Oh.
Yeah. You're in trouble.
I was trying to get out cheap. I guess I can't do that anymore.
Yeah. Well, the brake pads that were on the car that ended up wearing down.
They've arced themselves in, so yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like your right foot goes in the right shoe.
Mm-hmm.
And if your new shoe, your right foot forms into the right shoe that's brand new.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they feel good, you know, and your foot finally molds. Well, that's what your disc brake pads did. And now you've got a little bit of ruts, and it's like a record needle going around that vinyl, you know, man. Yeah. Got that rut in there, a little
good
bit of
point.
Rut.
Good point.
Yeah, yeah. So, and then have you ever had your brake pedal pulsating?
Yeah.
Well, the president's calling us again. I love
it. That's got to be a sales call.
It's probably, I'm telling you, it's probably the head honcho with our Brake Dirt Corporation.
There you go.
You're selling too much dirt. Slow it up a little bit.
Well, we got to take another time out for the folks that keep this on the air. So let's take a little break right now. We'll be back. We got a lot more Auto World to come, so don't go away. It's Auto World right here on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Congratulations, you now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
And welcome back to Auto World. Once again, I'm Mike Wallace alongside Mark Evans. And we were talking about brakes just before the break. How about that?
Hey.
Brakes just before the break.
We're breaking, and I actually got an email in.
Came
in on the break from actually Sharon, and she's listening to us. Guess where? CKLW 800 AM in Windsor, Detroit. Yeah, Motor City. Oh, thanks.
Good deal. Yeah.
Sharon, thank you for listening, and thank all the great people.
What's the other say? She got a question, or
she has a question. She says brakes? Question mark. Let's see here. What is the thumping in my brake pedal? Good question.
Okay. And
Mike,
now for the good answer.
That thumping in the brake pedal, is that like a squirrel in there?
Yeah.
Is he trying to find the nuts for the winter roast? Or?
Yeah, a number of things, but generally it's warped rotor, or there could be a hunk of grease thrown on it. That, you know how they create hot spots? Particularly, previous technician did not use brake clean on it after he was finished. Your fingerprints will emblazon a little hot spot in it, and you'll get that. So
that thumping is kind of like remember the vinyl we were talking about, the record, the needle going up and down, and the warp in the vinyl record on your turntable going whoa, 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 and the needle arm, you know, is just going up and down, well, because you put your vinyl record, Mike, a little too close to the sunshine there in your record holder.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
man.
Yeah, that's a warp, isn't it? Well, that's kind of like the disc brake rotors. It's that rotor is basically like a vinyl record. It's attached to the car and it rotates, and the wheels attached to it, of course, and the brake pads we've been talking about is in the caliper, and then caliper, when you push on the brake pedals, it squeezes the brake pads into the rotor, and when, as soon as those brake pads, Mike, you know, they grab that rotor, man, and that's what slows the car up. Well, when you get those brake pads so thin, because they keep wearing out. What wears out? Is it the rotor, the steel metal cast that's in the rotor that wears out, or is it the brake pads?
Well, a lot of times it can be both, because they can only get so thin. Your technician will tell you you can only cut them so thin, and then you have to put another rotor on it, because you could go ahead and cut them, but they just immediately warp again once they get to a certain point. So
yeah.
I'm going to keep a certain amount of meat on that thing. And then some of the full-size cars, I mean, what constitutes a full-size car anymore, but they have the bigger rotors, thicker rotors on them, so you can cut them down a little ways before you got to throw them out. But on these smaller cars, I mean, the rotors are just paper thin to begin with. So if they start to warp, a lot of times your technician will tell you, well, hey, they're really too thin to turn. We really need to put some new rotors on. You think they're just trying to skin you out of a couple of rotors, but they're not.
Yeah, because you look at the rotor, and it's still got some meat on it, like you say, pretty thick.
Yeah.
And you're saying, well, these guys are just... they're just trying to make money.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing: they crystallize. Also, the it's kind of the heat. From how far can you go? But pretty much, what's disc brake pads? How long do they last? How many miles?
Oh, I would say generally speaking. Well, in town, it depends on your driving, but we used to say 25,000-30,000 miles on a set of fronts. But you usually go through two or three sets of fronts for every set of back.
That yeah,
was my rule of thumb.
Yeah, and Sharon says here too, an email, getting to the miles. That's why I'm talking that. She wants to know how far can I go before I replace rotors. Well, that's a great question, not only on the brake pad replacement, on the rotor replacement. It's all in the aspect of micrometer. We measure on the back of the rotors. There's a number that tells us the tolerances, that we can grind that down on our brake lathe to get the warp out, to make it nice and smooth, because if the rotor's warped, the brake pedal goes thump, thump, thump. Or it goes whoa, 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 whoa with your brake pedal, with your foot.
Right.
So, well, Mike, it's kind of like you. You're up on Lookout Mountain, right?
Right.
You're out there looking out right now, looking. You're like Humpty Dumpty up on the hill.
Yeah, I can see forever.
So you're driving up and down a hill. Now, okay, going up, you're burning more gas, Mike. Did you know that going up, you're burning more
gas? Yes, I'm painfully aware of that. Yeah.
You're pretty gassy, aren't you?
That's indeed.
Well, how about going down?
I'm riding the brakes.
you are. Does that mean your age? You're getting older? You're just on the brakes all the time? No. You're trying to slow up that hot rod, man. Okay, so you're going to burn more brakes up than I am down there in the valley that I never go up and see you. Sorry, I can see you when we do the show, of course. But
right. Yeah, you fly and we drop you in by helicopter.
Yeah, and I'm I'm burning some fuel, man. So if you're the application, man, if you're going up and down hills all the time, you're going to burn more brakes. But even around town, Mike, hey, I hate to say it, man, if you're a tailgater, you're burning brake pads up.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go. That's another. Even on a flatland, if you're in town, stop and go. Or the difference between that and highway, where you're driving a lot of miles, but you're not really stopping very much. So you could go, maybe if you're a highway driver, like a traveling salesman or something like that, you may go 50,000 miles on a set of brakes before you start to hear the squeak, because you're just not using them.
Yeah, how heavy?
Distance, but you're not using the brakes.
I'm wondering if Sharon, I should email her back here real quick and say, Sharon, you have a Suburban a Ford Expedition. I mean, those babies got some weight, Mike.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, man. And then you got your gear in there and you're heading out, and you got your family in there, and that adds weight. Of course, it's the weight thing. And then and then you're full throttling it. Right off the start, this Expedition is going good, man. Off the start, we're going, and all of a sudden, nope, got to stop. So you got all that weight. Unlike, let's say, if you've got a little car that doesn't have a lot of weight, it's a two-seater, it's a convertible. Well, if you got a convertible, Mike, you don't have all that weight in the car, because it's a convertible. It's just cloth top, man. It's like an awning over you, So you don't have all that weight, so that person isn't going to burn up the brakes as bad as the person in the Suburban. So that's the thing you got to look at. But parts in cars, though, Mike, it's all based upon what? Miles and how you drive.
Yeah.
It really is.
You can't really correlate those two. It's an individual thing. Depending on how you drive is how you're going to... But I'll tell you what, these ceramic brake pads, the ones I put on my van, have lived and lived and lived, because they don't generate the heat that the metallic ones do. At least that's what I surmise. So I'm getting a lot of mileage out of mine. I worry about that when I've got my foot kind of riding on it. I try to stay off of it, give them a second to cool, and then go back on them so they don't generate so much heat. But I like these ceramic pads.
Oh, I do too. I do too. And they have organics out there. And the last call I need, sometimes shops don't like doing front brakes to customers' cars because they put we're at the mercy of the parts, the brake pads.
Well, that's true. Thing, and when you mention that, now there's a difference between riveted and bonded. Do you want to speak to that issue?
Oh yeah, that's real quick here. You bet. Riveted disc brake pads got rivets in it that holds the material on the backing plate.
Mm-hmm.
Then what's bonded? Bonded is the no rivets, so it's just a big piece of cookie dough that's glued onto the back of the steel plate.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen those bonded ones where it's just glued. I've seen that material completely off, get wedged in the area of the caliper and the rotor, and it's not on the backing plate of the disc brake pad itself anymore, and nobody knows it because it doesn't have a long ways to go, Mike, so when they still apply the brakes, it's still there. But when it gets down so thick, then it crumbles into pieces, and there's no brake pad. It's usually the outboard pad. You have the inboard pad on the inside of the rotor and the outboard pad on the outside of the rotor, and that's the one that usually comes apart. Next thing you know, the customer, you know, you got a good brake pedal when you came home from work and you pulled in your garage and it stopped just fine. You get up, go to work, you pull into the boss's parking lot, and you drive right on in, and boy, do you drive right on in, because as soon as you hit the brake pedal, the pedal goes to the floor, Mike, because the outboard brake pad isn't there anymore.
It's gone, yeah.
It's like, hey, who left the grocery store and took all the, you know, grub with them? There's nothing left.
Well, that happened to me not this past summer, but the summer before. My back brakes. I went out to get in it and dropped it into gear and started to move, and the thing wouldn't move. And I thought, well, I hadn't set the parking brake, because a lot of times if you don't use your parking brake, you know, that cable will wind up corroding, and if you do use it, it'll stick. When you release it, it won't release. And I thought, well, that's it. And I worked it up and down, nothing. And it turned out that it was a bonded brake shoe, and the lining had come off and jammed in there, and it wouldn't let the wheel turn.
Oh.
We took it apart, and I said, oh, my. And so I got riveted brake pads.
You went, finally, you stepped up to the plate and swung the bat. Good job.
Right. Now, the downside of that is they wear down so far, those rivets can really make a mess out of a drum, but still, you know you're going to have that pad isn't going anywhere.
No.
I just don't trust those bonded ones. Now, a lot of people say, you know, oh, they're just as good as the other one, but I don't believe it. We're at the end of an hour.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I was going to say, we're going to get to the nicknames, and I've got an email here again from Saturday's show. We've got to answer that, too. We're out of time now. But
well, you got to stay tuned for the second hour to get all the good stuff. And we'll be back. One more hour to come of Auto World right here on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair, lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. The shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Each and every day she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.